Good morning. It is 7:44 on Tuesday, June 29th, and it is a brand new day. How are you, everybody? PC Herring here. Walking. Again. Finally. 73 degrees in my neck of the woods. Cloudy, though breaking. Humid as all get out. And frankly, too humid for my liking, so I am actually on a treadmill today. I don't have a lot of tolerance for excessive humidity, and there's one thing that's been in amazing abundance over the past week and a half. It has been excessive humidity. So we're going indoors today on a treadmill. So let's talk about audio, because that's, you know, a thing right now. So last week I was having problems with the earbuds not being able to keep sound quality consistent during wind. So I figured I needed to pick up a mic with a windscreen on it, kind of a lavalier style, and I did. I found a nice wireless setup. One side plugs into the back of my phone, the other side plugs there is just a wireless transmitter with the mic, and off we went. Received that over the weekend. Tested it on Saturday when I was doing the Patreon exclusive walk, and that seemed to go well. I said, okay, great, we're good. Went out on Sunday to do the next Patreon exclusive walk, and it failed. For the Patreons, actually, I didn't even bother to post it. It was that bad. The audio was good until it wasn't, and it went from being able to hear me and having a good conversation to me sounding like I was a thousand miles away and quiet as a church mouse. And I said to myself, okay. And I talked to a colleague of mine who works on this kind of stuff, and we kind of figured that maybe the wind, despite the windscreen, was overpowering the mic because Sunday, was a particularly blustery day. And I said, all right, so I'll just adjust my route on windy days to accommodate the wind, so that I'm walking in areas that are basically shielded by the wind from houses and trees. Which led me to yesterday. Yesterday was a very still, very light wind day. And I walked. Didn't have any problems with the weather affecting the sound. At least I thought I didn't. Got back to my computer. Loaded up the waveform. Same damn problem. Which is telling me that it may be a transmission thing between the wireless receiver that's plugged into the phone and the wireless mic that's hanging off of my lapel. So that is not going to work. I have returned that item and have ordered a new set based on the recommendation of Dave Robison. It's a little less sexy, but it's... Excuse me. It's a little less sexy, but it's probably a lot more reliable. And it was 2/3 the cost. So we'll see how that works. I should have it by end of day today, which means we'll be field testing it literally tomorrow. And I'm bummed about this because I had what I felt like a good thought process yesterday regarding perspective. And I'm not sure I'm in the mind to rehash it today, but I'm sure it'll come back up next day or two. Today is Tuesday. Last night, my wife and I had our orchestra rehearsal. I wasn't there for all of it. As I said, the humidity is getting to me, and while our rehearsal space was air-conditioned, it was not well air-conditioned in the sense that it hadn't been on for a while beforehand. It's like they kicked it on as soon as we started, and it took the large performance. I mean, it's really a performance space, so we're using it to rehearse the space. It wasn't catching up, and I couldn't make it through the whole rehearsal. I ended up having to go home early and go straight to bed, because I'm just this is just this is kicking my butt up one wall and down the other. But I'm here, I'm walking, I'm doing what I can to keep up with the pace, keep up with the habit, and keep up with my commitment to you guys to stay in touch and keep informed. Been thinking a lot about Codename Cyrus the past day or so, kind of getting the itch to get back into that brainstorming and figure out where that story's going. I've got a few plot points and a few things that I want to make sure I hit. Some character development, some new characters, and trying to decide what I'm doing with one of the set pieces that I'm building for this thing. I don't want to get into too much detail about it, just because it's still really early. But I'm thinking it's going to be some kind of nightclub, club party rave kind of a situation that may or may not exist in the real world, maybe a virtual reality construct. I wrote an early draft of a scene in there a ways back. I've got to find it. And I had loosely based it on, not as loose as I would have liked, but I had based it on Dante's Seven Levels of Hell and took a far more literal interpretation of it, and that the nightclub was a seven-story club, and you entered on the top level, and the further down you go, each level is based on one of Dante's seven deadly sins. It was an interesting thought experiment. It was more, as I look at it now, I think it more of a brainstorm, more of an idea exercise than anything else. Because certain things didn't translate to paper nearly as well as I would have liked it to. So I'm kind of just trying to get that all organized and figured out and decide what I'm doing with the things. I'll probably readdress how that's organized and orchestrated if and when that piece shows up in the actual draft. And I'm pretty sure it will. I don't think there's much of a chance it won't, because it sets up some arcs that I'm working through. So yeah, tonight's gonna be a quiet night. Get back to getting some words on the page and doing the various things that need to be done. And yeah, that's what I've got. Gonna try to keep this one short, I think. I received the suggestion over the weekend that I should it would be preferable that I keep these within 15 to 20 minutes. I didn't realize it, but apparently they've been averaging close to 25 minutes. I knew they were running lower. I knew they were running longer than 20. I just didn't expect them to be going 25. The one on Saturday for the patrons went almost a half an hour, frankly, a little over a half hour. So that's kind of where things are. Not much else going on. Work is work. I talked a little bit more about the ERP setup from or the ERP demos we were doing last week, and found out that fourth one, I don't think it's going to work for us. Even one of the two key decision makers kind of clicked off the call after a while, because it's just more complex, more complicated, more obnoxious than it needs to be. An otherwise simple report goes a solid, 20 steps just to do what should be a one-click click. it's just not nearly as user friendly as it should be. So my initial concern about them going with a cost effective option in lieu of usability, I don't think is going to pan out, because I am 95% sure that the two key decision makers from our team on it have zero buy-in on the new project. So we'll just have to see where we're going to go with that. We've got another, where we're hoping to get a new business partner in to demo one of the ones we've already looked at, because we think the software looked good. We just couldn't see it functionality-wise because the people who did the demo were inept. But from a visual standpoint, what we were able to see, we're cautiously optimistic, I suppose would be the right word. But yeah, that's today. I'm actually going to cut it here. I'm going to keep walking for a little bit, get some more exercise in. But yeah, so I'm not at the driveway. I'm still on the treadmill. But I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day.